Answers Magazine, Volume 10.1, page 34. Why Do Atheists Care? By Ken Ham. Atheists get very passionate when it comes to fighting biblical Christianity. If God doesn't exist, and life has no ultimate meaning, why do they even care? Why do atheists get so emotional and aggressive in opposing biblical Christianity? Why does it bother them? Why does it matter at all to them? When Answers in Genesis announced plans to build the Creation Museum, a local atheist group began attacking the ministry of Answers in Genesis and campaigning against the museum. When the museum was opened, the atheists gathered outside the museum to protest the opening of this facility. But why did they do this? At the time of this issue's publication, atheists are aggressively opposing a new project involving the building of a life-size Noah's Ark, the Ark Encounter. But what is it to atheists if Christians build such a facility to proclaim the Christian message? After all, thousands of secular museums across the USA and other countries around the world are already proclaiming an atheistic evolutionary message to the public. Government schools throughout the world, by and large, indoctrinate hundreds of millions of the coming generations in naturalism. Really, atheism. So why do atheists get so upset with a minority that stands for biblical Christianity? During my debate with Bill Nye, the Science Guy, on February 14, 2014, Bill was asked where matter came from. In his answer, he said it was a great mystery, but he loved the joy of discovery as he pursued such questions. In my responses to Bill's answers, I asked him why the joy of discovery mattered to him. I explained that from Bill's perspective, life is the result of natural processes, and there is no biblical God. So when he dies, he won't even know he ever existed or knew anything. Then, when others who knew him die, they won't know they ever knew him either. Eventually, from his perspective of naturalism, the whole universe will die, and no one will ever know they ever existed. So what is the purpose of this joy of discovery? Really, the naturalistic view of life is ultimately purposeless and meaningless. Think about the well-known atheist, Richard Dawkins. Why does he spend so much time writing and speaking against someone, God, he doesn't believe exists? Why is he so aggressive against biblical Christianity? In an ultimately purposeless and meaningless existence, why does it matter to him if people believe in the God of the Bible and the account of creation as outlined in Genesis? Why bother fighting against such people when, from his perspective, eventually no one will even know they ever existed? They claim that they care about people and argue that believing in creation is harmful to society. But something deeper is going on. They aren't fighting for the truth, but suppressing it. These attacks confirm God's word. The fact that people like Bill Nye and Richard Dawkins and atheist groups in the USA, like the ACLU, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation, are so consumed with fighting against biblical Christianity actually confirms the truth of God's word. In Romans chapter 1, we read that God has given man the ability to know that he exists, so that if anyone rejects the God of the Bible, they are without excuse. What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. God's word also makes it clear that the reason even atheists use words like right and wrong and good and bad is because God has given man a conscience, God's law written on our hearts. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness. Romans chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, we read that the temptation given to Adam and Eve was that they could be like God. Because we succumbed to this temptation in Adam we sinned. We want to be our own God. Our fallen nature doesn't want to submit to the God who created us and owns us. We want to make our own rules. Romans chapter 1 also explains that because of man's rebellious heart, fallen, unregenerate man will suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Really then, when Bill Nye, Richard Dawkins, and others so aggressively oppose biblical Christianity, what they are doing is this. They are covering their ears and closing their eyes and saying, I refuse to submit to the God who created me. I refuse to acknowledge that God is the Creator. I refuse to accept that I'm a sinner in need of salvation. I want to write my own rules. Therefore, I must oppose anything that pricks my conscience and aggressively suppress the truth to justify my rebellion. I was once speaking with an atheist when he said to me, if there is a God, then why doesn't he come and show himself to us? I replied, he did, and they nailed him to a cross. And of course, I went on to talk about Jesus as the God-man, his death and resurrection, and the gift of salvation that he offers. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, we are told that those who scoff about God as creator, the historical flood, and coming judgment by fire, are willingly ignorant. This means it is a deliberate action on their part not to believe, because they don't want to believe. They close their eyes and cover their ears, refusing to believe the truth, and actively suppressing it. So why do these who so aggressively oppose Christianity care? They care because they are desperately trying to justify their rebellion against the truth. They don't want to admit that they are sinners in need of salvation, and thus need to submit to the God who created them and owns them. Ken Ham is the founder and president of Answers in Genesis USA. He has edited and authored many books about the authority of God's Word and the impact of evolutionary thinking on our culture, including Already Compromised and The Lie.